Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, we are taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had surrounding the case against Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's talk about the information that the Suffolk County Police had. Obviously, we've talked about the former police chief, James Burke, the charges against him, his own involvement with members of the sex work industry. They had information. He had information on a local level of who Rex Heuermann was 10 years ago from multiple sources, people giving him information of, this is what happened when I saw somebody disappear. This is what he looked like, even down to the vehicle. And it was not investigated to the extent that one would think it should have been. He even pushed the FBI away when they were trying to help as well. Let me ask you, from your perspective, is that a big red flag when local authorities push away the assistance of the FBI when they're trying to come in on a case this size? And we're talking about what at that time we just knew it as the LISC, as the Long Island serial killer. We knew nothing about Rex at that moment, but we certainly had information.
Well, it's a red flag, but what was it flagging? When I see something like that happens, it's usually because of one of two things. One is a complete, and this is more usual, breakdown in the investigative philosophy, complete breakdown in terms of where the locals think the case should go and where the FBI thinks the case should go. And I think that was a big part of the issue here. The other times you see this breakdown is because just, right, quite frankly, personal infighting, where the people in charge of the case on one side just don't get along with the people on the other side from a more personal and or a political way. In this case, it might have been a little bit of both. But it's always a red flag when you are pushing away resources, when you're pushing away lab expertise, when you're pushing away really all the expertise in every field that the Bureau brings in terms of the cellular expertise, in terms of the interviewing skills that they bring to the table, in terms of just experience alone. I always said, bring it on. I want the more people you can have on your task force, the better, because you have the more minds and the more experience that come in together to work a case. So yes, big red flags on both of those fronts.
Rex seemed to operate quite a bit just as a big red flag underneath everyone's noses for many years, including coworkers. We're hearing accounts of how Huerman would like to specifically hire basically women that looked like his victims, petite women fitting the description. He'd also apparently like to talk and kind of shock people in the office with tales of bear hunting and talking about, it's very creepy when you think about it now, lying in wait. And more than once, one of his former colleagues has said he gleefully described the process of dressing the game and seeming into delight in grossing his employees out by talking about, you know, basically dissecting the animal. Are we going to learn more about just how much he almost passive aggressively taunted people for years? I mean, that really, it all plays into the profile of this individual, if in fact he is the killer.
Yes, I think we'll hear more and more. People will come forward with an incident that they thought was odd or haunting or concerning, but just passed it off as, well, this guy has a weird sense of humor, or this person's a little off, never thinking, of course, that he could have been responsible for murdering individuals. And so I think we will see more, Tony, as people come forward and recite things that he said and actions even that he, you know, portrayed.
How likely is it that Huerman did not stop, that we're just happened to catch one of his mass graves, if you will? That area of Long Island, very difficult to search at any time of year. You have to wait till the foliage really gets down and to be able to do a thorough search, is which is why they found all those bodies at one time. If this is someone who, I guess, packs graves in mass at one point in time in areas where it's not going to be found, how likely is this the only mass grave of Rex Huerman in Long Island or anywhere for that matter?
I would be surprised if there was the hiatus, as people believe, or not is believed necessarily, but the evidence right now shows, right? Because we don't have any other mass grave. We don't have any other killings yet. I would just be surprised, because it's really an addiction, and it was his only way to sexually satisfy himself. And when you add that all together, you know, it's like taking alcohol away from an alcoholic that is not recovered yet, or any other addiction. It's so difficult. And clearly, he was an addict for this type of behavior. He was a serial killer, allegedly, I should say, if again, these crimes, if he's convicted of these crimes, a person like this, it's just so difficult for them to stop.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.